Good morning. Happy Sunday. Thank you for coming so early. Geshe-la will be here shortly, so if you could all get settled and put your cell phones on vibrate or turn them on, off. And then if you have any questions for Geshe-la, he welcomes them. There are slips on the other side of this wall. I think it's the little shelf at the entrance. And there are little forms, and you can put them on this music stand. Geshe-la will try to get around to it as soon as he can. We'll be saying prayers from this prayer book, starting with the first base sheet. And as you know, when Geshe-la arrives, we ask people to stand and then prostrate with him. And if you are new to the center and you've never prostrated before, you're welcome to just remain standing. We'll be saying first few prayers on the bay sheet. And then at the end, after the teaching, we'll be saying prayers on the next sheet, which is pink in color. So we'll be saying that. Geshe-la will be teaching on the Art of Happiness by His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Dr. Howard Cutler. And I don't think we've started on any of the chapters yet, but Geshe-la has not. So if you'll turn to the first base sheet in the white prayer book, we'll start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, the four immeasurables in English, and then in Tibetan right below. Taya ta mune mune ma. Sentient beings happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chede. Vadam a couple of mantras at the bottom. Let's start with the Chenrezig mantra 8 times.
Let's go. We probably will do this for all the people who lost their life in marathon. A lot of people, so please remember them, you know. The number of people get wounded and a couple of people that lost their lives. So please remember them. And while we are saying this compassion for the mantras, then also after that we will say Tala mantras, then please remember them in your heart and send prayer to us, you know, them, okay?
Om Mani
Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu
Nine round breathing meditations together, okay? Nine round breathing meditations. So please make sure that your back is straight, okay? Any breathing meditation that you do while you're sitting, so make sure that we have to make sure that our back is straight, you know, straight. Another example they use is called Dongzhe. I mean, this are probably when they put many coins together. So here the example that I use, like uncooked Italian pasta, that's more straight than putting the coin together. You know? So like that, you know, make sure stress that, but has to be natural. That we should not put any force. You know, so it has to be then. Natural, okay, it has to be natural. So the purpose of, if you are here first time, this nine round breathing meditations, purpose of this nine round breathing meditations is to get rid of the wasteful energy that's been stuck in our channel, so to get rid of that, okay. So what we do, so we use first our left hand, please block left nostril, inhale from the right nostril, you can just follow me, okay, slow, long. Anybody can see over here? 3 times. now right hand. Same. Apply same now. There's six. So now from the both nostrils, okay. Begin with inhale. This goes 9 round breathing meditation. I think it's good to begin with any form of meditation. It's good to do this 9 round breathing meditation. So someday I think it would be good to me to know why people, why not, if you are here first times, and also if you can put some note here, why you want to learn meditations. So then based on that, you know, then I can probably talk something, you know, like, oh, maybe I'm having, you know, this and that. People have different idea, you know, about why they're looking for meditation, why they want to do meditation. I don't believe there's so much happiness in life because of that they want to meditate, you know. So there's some different reason. So I mean, what I mean is, you know, different reason, then based on that, you know, then I can explain about, you know, different meditation or meditation a little bit differently, okay? So, so far I don't have clear voice. I cannot read people's mind. So this 9 round breathing meditation is to design to help us to get rid of, you know, the wasteful energy that been stuck. So coming down the road, I'm talking to Margie. So Margie told me that so autopilot. That's why I had this. I think that's how this wasteful energy has been created. Heavily rely on autopilot. So then, you know, in order to create, you know, so that's how the energy get waste, heavily relying on autopilot. So now, try to switch that a little bit, you know, so maybe, you know, to, I'm not sure what is the other side of the pilot, what you call, probably from Buddhist point of perspective, it's called mindfulness. Yeah, so being mindful of So then, you know, when the mindful means, then you are kind of, you know, like remembering, you know, your things with as a mindfulness like rope, you know, like rope. So then, remembering, think with clear, fresh mind. So that's how you balance energy. That's how you, you know, that. That's how you make your mind flexible, energy flexible. So that's what you call useful energy. Well-balanced mind, well-balanced energy. That's what you call simple law in Tibetan, you know. Well-balanced mind, well-balanced energy. Because well-balanced mind, then, you know, requires some kind of mindfulness, okay? Now do one more meditation, then we'll stop. So the second one. Typically designed for help, you know, those somebody who has a lot of self-made stories. Mind-made stories. We call namtok. So that means, you know, cannot control, keep thinking, you know, keep thinking, you know. Also, you know, sometimes we become obsessive with something, some idea, you know, something. So this meditation is very good to do, you know. Yeah, obsessive, or maybe it's something, you know, they cannot stop. It just goes round, like that. Okay. Namtos pretty much sounds like self, how is it, create stories, you know, could be based on yourself, could be based on other people, you know, could be based on form, sound, smell, textile, there's no five objects, you know, so it could be based on that, could be based on the clothes you're wearing, could be, there's so many, you know, self-made stories based on those five external objects, form, sound, you know, like that. Could be for other people, could be for your side. Or so this meditation is particularly designed for that problem, okay? So what we do, we exhale. It looks like that we breathe in and out mostly from our nose throughout the day, you know? So... yeah, so when I realized that when I was in Cozumel, Mexico, so they took me to diving. So then you train, you know, to train how to breathe from mouth. So that clearly shows we don't breathe from our mouth, you know, usually. In this case, they don't need to train us how to breathe mouth under the water. So anyway, so being mindful, you know, there's a 21,000 breaths that we take throughout the day, believe or not, 21,000 breaths in and out we take, according to some teachings. So here, what we're trying to do, we just, you know, they're probably better from the nose, you know, from exhale, inhale, we'll count. Each time you inhale, you'll count. So that's a test. Can you concentrate? So then I think the answer should come from this, you know, breathing meditations. That's the easiest way to come, you know, meditations that help you to develop concentrations. So then, you know, we do this breathing meditations out, in, one, we count here. Out, in, two, here, we count. So we'll count, you know, say, I think last Sunday we count 100. I'm not sure how many people count 100. So we did that at the retreat. So, you know, some people finish 100, and some people they only can finish 70. So there's no, how is it, pace, speed. Can be various. They say, okay, you have to finish within 5 minutes. The teaching didn't say like that. No, so it could take, you know, 10 minutes, some people can be done, you know, like, if there's somebody doing that, you know, it probably will be faster. If you're doing the first time, you know, so then it'll take a long time, you know, doesn't matter. So, what we'll do, we'll count 100 or 21. Anyway, I think this is, you know, good to, at home, good to try, you know, rather than just sit there, you know, so then really don't know what to do and just sit there. You know, so that's not really meditation. Meditation, you know, you have to have something to meditate on. So then more likely your meditation become productive. So make sure, you know, when we do it well. You know, otherwise, we don't do. So why we do? Well, okay? So here, we are not going to say how many, we just count. Okay? Not say 21 or 100, or just count. Let me see. See what happens. So then, please, 1 second. So some people here, you know, so being very patient, probably heard this probably more than 1,000 times, you know, about these meditations. It doesn't mean that you did 1,000 times, but probably you heard 1,000 times here when you come to Kandama. I always talk about that. So, it's kind of complicated, you know, to teach. You can't just talk about everything that you know, so that's, you know, it's kind of complicated because you have, as I said, you don't have clairvoyance. You don't know what people want to learn. So this is a, it's better to begin with something simple, So then there will be, from my side, there will be some hope. There will maybe I can hope maybe people will do. You know, otherwise you can throw these complicated things. But you know, I'm not sure how many people really do. So that my goal is my hope behind this meditation that you know, I'm teaching this, you know, explaining this meditation, simple meditations. So then you know, more likely, you know, when you go out of the center, so then maybe you have something to, you learn something, you know, something which has histories of thousands of years, you know, not just somebody just made it up last night, or it's not like that. So then I, from my side, I feel good because I experienced something very simple, doable, and doesn't take much time, so you can do, you know, so this, you know, it's been taught by a great master, it's been tested by great hermit, meditators, you know, produce great results. So that's the kind of instructions, you know. These are all these simple meditations. So there are some of you are here, heard this many times. You can conjoin that with the Tonglen practice. Tonglen, when you exhale, just visualize, sitting something out of love, compassion. When you inhale, visualize, you know, taking something out of compassion, okay? Taking in out of compassion, sending out of loving kindness. That's the only way you can conjoin that. So then in that case, the, your breathing meditation becomes a little bit deeper. Okay, deeper, okay? So the for the beginner, not necessary, okay? Mm-mm. Yeah. So now I'll stop talking, so we'll do meditation. at any practice, you know, any practice, any form of practice, the beginning is kind of challenging. So, you know, so my idea, you know, this breathing meditations are very easy to learn. So then the natural is eventually it has to be very natural. Okay, natural. At the beginning, so you may, you know, like, force live yourself, you know, to just to understand, inhale, exhale, you can maybe, like, you know, breathe kind of forcefully. So then eventually, you know, so as I said, we do breathe 21,000 times a day throughout the day. Breathe in and out 21,000 a day. So if that is the case, you know, so I never, you know, count. So, so if you want to find out whether there's, if you want to prove whether there's no true or not true, you can count. Yeah, so probably it has to be natural. Natural counting? So I'm not sure. So anyway, so this is, you know, like, eventually it has to be very natural, you know, at the beginning. If you can make, you know, if you are having difficulties to count, you can make word out, in, out, in your mind. So the point is to make sure that we count. If you decide to count 100, make sure you count 100 without mistake. If you make a mistake in the between, you can just, okay, I assume, it doesn't work. You cannot assume, you cannot guess, you have to be certain when it comes to a number. That's the whole point. If you don't know, if you're not sure, so then you have to go back, all the way back from scratch. You have to do from, you know, from no cheating, no guessing, no, I said, assuming, you know, everything. You have to be certain, okay? So that's how you develop mindfulness. So then, it reminds me something that Mother Teresa said in her book, you know. what she said? She said the fruit of silence is prayer. Fruit of silence. Huh? She is saying something important, you know, based on her experience, you know, so there's things that she do in day-to-day life, not just 1 month, decade by decade, you know, that's how she was inspired to, you know, give, to serve. That's what she believes the purpose of her life is, to, you know, to serve. So these people, when they say something, so we must pay attention, you know, they are saying something very important. You know, they have no interest about material walls. They don't have any interest about material walls. So material walls, you can see that through interview, through her, you know, lifestyle, you can see that very clearly. So it doesn't need a whole lot of, you know, things, a whole lot of evidence. You can see it's something that happened to our generations, not something that happened 1,000 years ago. And it's not like that. So the fruit of silence, prayer. Oh. True prayer, I believe, you know, as a monk, doing some prayers imperfectly here and there, you know, like last 35 years. So I have some idea. So the prayer, what prayer means, you know. So the prayer that I know is all written in the books. The prayer that I know in the last 35 years, that you say something. Oh. The prayer that she's talking about, there's something, there's a true prayer that we are not getting there, because we just mumble here, mumble, you know. Like, so just say, oh, money, what she's eating, what he's eating, what he's doing. We just say, money, then how we recite mantras. Same Christianity, you say, like, I say, Hail Mary. No, but there's point that we need to reach. We don't reach there because we just mumble them. You know, we don't. Because there's no mindfulness. No? So now, because of that, she's saying something very important. So the fruit of prayer is silent. She's not saying the fruit of prayer is, you know, how much prayer that you memorize. So that's like, you know, this all come together, you know, the centering our heart into something. So anyway, I just want to share that with you. So there's books available there so you can read the fruit of prayer silent. Fruit of silence is prayer. Fruit of prayer is love. The fruit of love is, you know, service. There are some that you can read, so probably I'm just not saying the correct way. So there's like silent prayer, faith, love, service. When it comes down to that, those things, we have to have something to look up. So, you know, so that's the, you know, this, you know, Buddha, Mother Teresa, all these great people, they are the perfect example to, you know, follow their first step. So they know 100 times better than we do. So so that's good to read, you know, so you learn something. And she does talk about, and then the first one is silent prayer. No silent, no prayer. No prayer, no faith. No faith, no love. No love, no service. Oh, that's what she says. So it needs to give some attention there, you know, to see what is she, what she's trying to say, what she's trying to say to us. You know? So, so this, you know, for breathing meditations is, you know, how to be silent. You know? We can escape. We can go to Alaska. Physically, we won't go to Alaska. That's like retreating your, physically retreating yourself in somewhere in the wilderness, you know. So, but that doesn't mean that you are retreating yourself mentally from, you know, so that's much more challenging. So this is a way to, you know, retreat mind from different things, like concentrate, you know, concentrate or center your whole attention into something. So in this case, what we are trying to do is we're trying to put all our mental energy into this breathing exercise, focusing on exhale, this is exhale, inhale, this is inhale. Even though you hear some noise, no, you just, yeah, you can, yeah, of course you will hear noise, you know. So you don't follow that noise, you don't follow, and the worst case, you don't, you follow them and you make stories. You know, then you then get developed. Much more mood. So there's something that we don't need to develop. So you hear them, just let it go. Your job is to, our job is to, you know, to count correctly. So I already decided, when I sit down, I already decided to count 108. So that's what I'm going to do. So then you hear the noise that you continue to count. If you get tired, stop. If you already count 20 correctly, stop there, just stop. Then continue, again continue. Okay, then 21, 22. Whole goal, as I said, the whole goal is to keep your mind on something. Otherwise, you know, some people, they call dangerous mind. Yeah, mind could be very dangerous, you know, mind could be, and according to Buddhism, it's called like elephant. Oh. So that elephant needs to be tied. And the where you are going to try that, what's called object, has to be strong and firm and steady, because that elephant is so powerful. So if you can tie that elephant there long period of time, that's how you produce calm mind, peaceful mind. According to Buddhism, that's the only way that you can produce calm mind, peaceful mind. Concentrate. You know. So here we're using our breath. So, you know, if you do this meditation at your home, you know, so you will get a lot of benefit. If you think it's too difficult to do, so then I don't think there's any simple meditations, you know. I don't think there's any simple meditations to do. So if you are not willing to do some work from your side, and I don't think there's anywhere in this planet that you go, so maybe if you hoping to achieve something, power is quite difficult. So the good things, His Holiness Dalai Lama said, this incredible human intelligence. So there's so much knowledge, then we learn, that's how we change, that's how we transform. You know? It's all done in the mind, okay? how I can reach in the silent, how I can reach concentration. Yes, of course, you know, you probably look at me, you know, so you probably wish, or maybe I could teach Gijigele English, maybe I could, you know, give my English. So I wish the same thing you, maybe I could, you know, give you my Tibetan, so then I don't need to speak to English. So we all wish something good for you, something good for me, you know, so I wish, you know, like that. So, yeah, so then if you are wishing, okay, maybe I just do nothing, so Gijila will say some prayers, you know, some Gijila will do meditation, that will help us. So that's not how it's going to work. So that's wrong, how is the expectations. That's no good. Knowledge, we need to learn together as a friend. What I know, I try to come here, try to explain to you, and you learn, and you try, you know. So if that helps you, so then you teach some other people. That's how we help. Knowledge. No wisdom, no solutions, no solutions. Just hope is not good. So that's why, you know, this meditation is very simple that you can do. And of course, so then familiarization, in order to gain experiential understanding. Right now is like mere knowledge. About, you know, when it's come down breathing meditation, that's mere knowledge because we just learn. So now that's second step, you know, experiential understanding of breathing meditations. That will come when you do, not just one time. You do two, three, early morning, the best you do, sit there. So then slowly you'll gain experiential understanding. What we call in Tibet called nyowa, that's deeper than just knowledge. Nyowa, knowledge is just here, no? That's what I know, you know. I know how to open this cup, that's what I already know. So like that knowledge, you know. Nyowa, so that means now it's getting from here to here. No gap, that's called nyowa. So then slowly through the familiarizations, there's one way to say this same. Familiarizations, experiential understanding, experience, I think these are the same. Familiarizations, you know, so it doesn't come if you do once in a while when the weather's kind of cloudy, foggy, rainy. Then you think about meditation, then you do 5 minutes. When the weather's nice and everything, then you don't do meditation. That's not how the familiarization comes, unfortunately. Oh. So then, you know, every day, maybe, you know, at least something, you know, something like 5 minutes, it's just good 5 minutes, you know, every day, something like that, you know. So that's how you become familiar, you know. So, and there's, you know, so many people here, you know, who know about this breathing meditations. So please talk to them, so they will help. we have little time, so want to. Sarah's not here, Sarah. Yeah. Anyway, somebody posed these questions, so. We are encouraging people to ask questions, you know, throughout the piece of paper. We put it down there. People do write questions, you know. Sometimes probably they didn't ask because I kind of forgot to answer them. Anyway, we set up this online things, you know, at the Kadama Center, so people can post their questions. So I already received those two questions. I'm going to answer them individually through email. So I'm going to answer them. So this one here. So I just very good, you know. It also helps me to then the talk can be based on the questions. The question, so that's much easier. So now here, this is a very good question. It's a very complicated one. So I'm not sure how to answer these questions. I talked a little bit about Nomarji when I was coming down. Did the Buddha believe in free will? So first, I'm not sure how this question came up about did Buddha believe in free will. So, anybody wants to answer? You are most than welcome to answer the question. So, I can take a break. Yeah, maybe please say something. Yeah, the free will. Question is, did Buddha believe in free will? So, of course, then no, you can also talk. So it's not like we have to talk. So there's no order. So if you have to say something, please do. Then I may say something in the very end if there's time left. Did Buddha believe in free will?
Well, when I think about this question, I think about free will in terms of, do we have a choice, right? Like, because often when I hear people talk about this, they sort of are saying, because of karma, are things predestined? You know, like, do we play any role at all? And so I think it's very clear that we're making choice moment by moment by moment. So even when you look at how that affects things, we still have a choice every moment about how we're seeing things in our mind and what we're doing with our body and what we're doing with our speech. So for me, the answer is a very clear, of course we have choice. Yeah.
Anybody want to contribute? Come on.
Well, I believe that what Venerable Trukula said was absolutely true. It's really hard to answer these questions when you just hear it 2 minutes ago. But I think, that's the whole point. Because we have free will, and because we have karma, you know, you think that you're locked in karma and you're not from especially actions that we have done, good or bad, in previous lives, and you feel like they may or may not come into fruition, so we don't have a choice. We don't have free will. But I think if that were true, then I don't think that, you know, there's any point for Shakyamuni, Buddha, or any of the Buddhas to manifest to help us. If there was no free will, if there is no choice, then what's the point of having any of these teachings, of having Dharma? You know, if we were just like a stone falling down the hill and there was no way for us to change the course of that stone, to stop it from rolling down, inevitably to lower realms or higher realms, whatever you are, being blown by the wind. And I think that's why the Buddha gave the teachings, and the Buddhas, the 1,000 Buddhas of the Fortunate Eon are going to manifest in our world. It's because we do have free will. There is a way. I do have suffering. There are causes of suffering. So we have to find, the ways to eliminate the causes of our negative actions and to prevent them from having them, purifying those that we have done in the past when we have this perfect, human life. And so, yes, definitely. If it were not the case, then it wouldn't even point for us to even be here at all. That's what I think, just in the past, thinking about it for 2 minutes.
Anybody want to contribute? So remind me one thing, that last Wednesday, what we say, like, so that brings me, like, relying heavily on autopilot, so what we say, like, then what they say, like, something, what is it, shoulda, coulda, woulda. So that's make sure so we don't recite that mantra, you know. So it could be the om, shoulda, coulda, woulda. You just say, oh, my lips, we used to, I'm not sure, we don't say om, but it sounds like that. How do you call it? Shura, kura? Huh? Yeah, wura, kura, shura, wura, kura, shura, didn't, no? So we make sure we don't, we minimize, recite that mantra, om, wura, shura. So that's, I think, no, that's important, you know, that's like, that's used, I just ask, that's what you say, you know, so I'm just trying to explain that. So there's, you know, that clearly indicates that there's lack of mindful, you know, these three things that we repeatedly say, you know. So then when each time when we say, we don't feel good. So that's why mindfulness is key, you know. Something teaches, mindfulness produces, you know, peaceful mind. Mindfulness is necessary. So much mistake been made out throughout the day, you know. Yeah, we read something, and we think a little while, you know. So then at that moment, we thought, whoa, this is really wonderful. Then when we then get out of that, when we engage into true life, completely forget, you know, focus. If we can remember that in that moment, you know, so that's very good. This is like everything, this is the mindfulness, like, you know. So, we do read, you know, nobody likes anger, right? Nobody likes anger. When they get angry, so they don't see there's something very good, you know, for their friends. They nobody likes, you know. So then you read about, you know, so you say, Saint Charles, there was God, Buddha, chapter number 6, you read, you say, oh, this is really, you know, true. When we get angry, there's not this message. So that's why mindfulness means before, you know. So there's, so then this leads back to this question, you know. When it comes down, we do make choice every day, right? I think every morning when we wake up, we make choice, you know. Or should I eat this breakfast, that breakfast? Or one way people can say, oh, this karma. Whatever it says, you know. Or it's like, you know, from God, you know, whatever it says, you know, karma. You have karma to make choice, whether you say karma or not, but karma is not making choice. But you can say, you have a karma to make choice. Or maybe your karma is making choice, I'm not sure. So anyway, yeah, you make choice, I make choice, you know, I'm trying to make, okay, today I'm not going to be so critical about everything that my roommate does. I'm not being going to be critical, you know. So then you can stick with that idea and being mindful throughout the day. Don't you remember that what you said this morning, that you are not going to be critical, so now you are about to become critical about something. If you remind yourself, day could pass without being critical. That's pretty good. That clearly proves the next day could be the same, you know. So like that choice you make, if they say, oh, that's, you have karma to make that choice, oh, who created karma? You created karma. So basically, whether you say you are karma or that's who created, that you created. So I think, not sure, like, studying karma doesn't make you think, oh, maybe, no, I don't choose things freely, I'm choosing them because the force of karma. People don't think like that. reason why? Because I don't hear these questions being in the monastery the last 30 years, you know, so I didn't hear these questions. Because that part of the world, people do study, you know, these five major Buddhist texts, talks about karma. So, I don't have, you know, I don't think that I have, you know, so somebody else is making choice for me. I do think, not just think, I do believe, you know, that I'm making. So, I myself make sure to myself to make the right choice. So, especially, you know, when it comes down on thinking, thinking, you know, so day-to-day life. So, every day, you know, I make choice, you know, sometimes you success, sometimes you don't success. Sometimes when you success, then you are being more mindful. Sometimes when you are not success, then you are kind of caught up with something that's not mindfulness. So, I think we do make, you know, day-to-day life choice. So, that's what I'm saying. So, make sure that we don't recite the mantra. They just, you know, I can just add om there, so then the rest you make, that's the mantra. So then through mindfulness, I think we can avoid so many different, you know, mistakes. When we are eating, walking, there's always, you know, cleaning, always there's some kind of, when you're cleaning, you are thinking it's not just dirty dish, I'm cleaning, you know, so that I have my anger, something like that. Trying to see purpose in any little things, every little things. The problem, if we don't see purpose, then we don't, that's not important. So that's why I say, you know, cleaning is a kind of burden. Burden is big chore. Oh, nobody likes cleaning. That's not true. Because in monastery, people do like cleaning. You know? So that does not mean the monks there. That doesn't mean, you know, when you go to monks' house, they are very clean. No, it's not that. There's no truth. Should not get that kind of impression. So, you know, they are getting in trouble. So, you know, people in the monastery, especially, you know, people, they clean because they see some purpose. This is some purpose. So that's important. When we see some purpose, we will do. You know, as I said, you know, Shelly Lake, you know, so somebody carrying huge backpack. So I'm assuming that person is training himself to hike in Himalayan in Nepal. So he is carrying big backpack. And going down the hill, there's not much hill there, but in front of the Shelly Lake, he's going down, coming up, going down. If there's no purpose, what do you do? Why you do? When you see some purpose, people don't mind, you know, carry this, you know, then, I mean, there's some purpose. If there's no purpose, why is somebody carrying like that backpack and going up and down, doesn't make sense. No. Same, he has to see some purpose. So that's why needs to see purpose in the mindfulness, okay, needs to see. Why it's important. So once you see the purpose, more likely you'll do something. Oh, okay. So with that, so now you are free to go. Just joking. So time finish. I have to stay the next class, so you can go. Maybe she has sent it to Australia.
Okay. What are you going to say? I was going to make an announcement.
Yeah. Please do.
Okay. So if you'll turn to the pink sheet on the prayer book, and we'll say the prayer from by Shantideva. And the dedications are also a traditional time to make offerings to the Sangha and Dharma Center. We'll be passing generosity bowls in case you'd like to make a donation to the center at this time, or there are donation boxes in the lobby if you prefer to focus on the prayers instead. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of mind, obtain of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful generative Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snow land teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then let's chant seven green tar mantras for Geshe-la's long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re
Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Yeah.